What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Sorry if this is a very dark video. I woke up in the middle of the night and thought about something. And this plays on to a video I once made. And it was in reference to the dualistic mindset. So, to continue on with the dualistic mindset, I remember a time when my ex came back into my life and wanted me to be her friend. In other words, she wanted to have me work for her love again. And I confirmed this by saying, "So, you want me to try to build what we once had?" And she said, "Yes." "So you want me to work for your love again?" And she said, "No." But because the second sounded negative, even though it was the exact same fucking thing, she recoiled. She said, "No, I want to find love for you again." And I said, "So you want me to work for that?" And she said, "No, I want us to build together again." And I said, "So I have to put in effort, right?" And this conversation went on and on and on. What I noticed is that she kept spinning what she actually wanted so that it sounded nice. So that it didn't sound mean. So that it just was so that they're able to manipulate without having to use the harsh language that they actually want to use. And what bothered me about this was that after when I woke up and thought about this, what bothered me was that simultaneously there was a video being played of a girl talking that, you know, men are controlling because they want traditional house values in their home. Believe it or not, out here in Nevada, it's very common for the woman to be at home taking care of the kids and taking care of family while the husband goes out and works. It's very common to see a husband and wife washing cars together to make a little bit of extra money on the weekends. It's very common to see women selling clothes or roses or anything on the weekends to try and make extra money for the home. These are common practices here. And what this girl was going on to say was that men need to step up and pay for bills and pay for car payments, fix things around the house, be a utilitarian, to be able to fix any problem at any given time. While simultaneously allowing the girl to have her freedom and not be so controlling. In other words, we have to put in the work to keep these women while they can go out and celebrate their freedom like children. And as this awakening keeps happening to me, the layers, the more and more I wake up to see this, It just becomes another hard layer of concrete of why I cannot be with anyone. I'm at the gym, most of the day now. And my friend and I, we work in tandem. He'll do a set, finish, and I'll complete the set. And I don't wear my glasses because I sweat all over them. I get foggy. It's almost as a distraction. So I take them off when I work out. And a girl came straight towards me with anger. And as I refocus my gaze from looking off into the distance and enjoying the high that I get after every workout to address this oncoming person, she screams, "Why are you staring at me?" as high as she can in the gym. And I said, "I'm sorry, what do you mean?" And she says, "You were staring at me from over, from way over here. I was working out over there." And I said, "Ma'am, I don't have my glasses on. I can't see." And my buddy backed this up. He's like, "Yeah, he has a hard time seeing. Like he has glasses. He's not allowed to drive without them." And I'm like, I was staring into the distance because I just finished a set and I was enjoying the high that I got. And rather than back down, she doubled down and screamed, "Yeah, right," and all this other stuff. I turned around, I shook my head, I looked down at the ground, and suddenly I see two fucking enormous men coming towards me. And rather than feel fear, I held my head up and I looked them dead in the eyes. And they said, "Hey man, are you okay?" Something I wasn't expecting. I was like, yeah, I'm okay. And he said, "She does that all the time." The other guy, he was Spanish. He said, "Yeah, it's okay, man. She does that all to everyone. She screams at everybody." And she just kept screaming behind me. And after that, I just stare at the ground now. Because it's just so fucking uncomfortable to just stare up now. Because I might stare off into the distance while somebody just so happens to be working out in that direction. This is the world we've allowed to happen because we did not hold these women accountable, because we did not hold them to a standard. All those years of opening doors and allowing them to talk to other men and to whore themselves around and participating in that behavior has gotten us to this fucking mess that we have. Every girl that I've ever had has left me because they thought that they can get better excitement somewhere else, realizing that they left behind a good guy. Finally changed me. I finally broke. And I just don't see women the same anymore. Picked up a girl at a 7-Eleven, and I picked her up the same way that I would talk to a person that I just don't really care about. And it worked. Girl was standing outside, black, hazel blue eyes, light skin. Her hair was, braided. She was wearing a very tight dress. And I just said, "What's up?" as I was walking out of the store. She looks at me, "Hi." And I asked, what she was doing out. She said she was waiting for her friends. And I said, "Well, would you like to have a drink with me before your friends come and pick you up?" Me thinking it, she wouldn't go for it. She said, "Of course, I would love to. Where do you live?" I said, "Just right around the corner." I pull out my map on my phone and I showed her how close I lived to the store. And she said, "Okay, let's go." Drove around the corner. I walked her inside to my house, poured us a couple drinks. I put my hand around her waist and I just talked to her. Talked to her about her, what her name was, Yolanda. Asked her, what she was gonna do, after she left. She said she was gonna go to Arizona. I gave her a slight kiss on the cheek. She took her shot. She pulled me in. And the rest is kind of history, really. But I didn't find, here's the embarrassing part. I didn't finish. I went soft inside of her. So she got to finish and make a mess all over my fucking sheets. But I just didn't see her as anything romantic. I just wanted to feel like I can make somebody feel good. Again. Once I got that out of my system, I'm not gonna lie, man, I felt good. Like I was useful again. Like I was worth something. But I don't find women compatible with men as a companion. And that fucking kills me. Because all I've ever wanted was a girl to be my best friend and the love of my life at the same time. And I realize that by doing that, by giving them that 50-50, they take advantage of that and they abuse it. And they take all the fucking power and all the control and all the decision making. And when you bend to their will so many times, they will not let go. They will not go back to their original fucking post. And once they've lost respect for you by taking that fucking power and by you obeying, every fucking whim and will and request, that's it. The game is over. Suddenly you're too controlling. Suddenly you're too abusive. Suddenly to try to regain control and to try to fix things, you become the abuser. Again, wordplay. Wordplay to not lose that control that they have over you. The game. And every time I remember the game that I last played and winning, it felt like I lost the love of my life, my world. And it was trying to fix that that became the addiction. Trying to do things right that became the addiction. I worked on myself, building conflict resolution skills. I worked on myself, building negotiation skills, building character development, EQ, emotional intelligence. All these skills I've built up, thinking that it would make a difference. When you were a kid, did you ever use hand tools to fix a problem? And then one day your dad let you use a power tool to fix the same problem? That's exactly what it was like. But the more problems I fixed, the more problems there were. And when the theme of all these repairs, came to light, which is self-accountability, she couldn't accept that. And when I recognized that, I realized that there's nothing that I can do to fix this relationship. There's nothing that she's going to do to try and fix herself. And she would not get fucking therapy. It's funny because all my guy friends are willing to go get therapy to fix themselves, but women refuse to go get therapy. All my guy friends' girlfriends refuse to get fucking therapy, and all of them have the exact same fucking symptom. They suck a good dick. They lay down a good fucking, they can ride really fucking good, but their mental health is just fucking in shambles. They all have the same dualistic wordplay, abusive fucking mentality, the same yo-yo effect. I want you, I don't. I want you, I don't. And it's like I said before, and I don't know if I've uploaded the video yet, but those women have gone through so much abuse that they no longer feel comfortable feeling love because it ends up becoming dull. They need to combine it with anger and hostility and hatred and rage because that is the only way that they can feel complete. That love will actually stick is because with love alone, they cannot feel anything. It is a temporary high, but the abuse that comes soon after, that is the thing that they recognize the most as love. And it's funny, my ex would always fight with me and then say, "Why do you fight with me? Just love me." And when I would just love her, soon came violence and yelling and the arguing over who's right and who's wrong. And I'm not one to submit, especially as logical as I am, I cannot submit. So it became a battle of wits that she would always lose. And I became the abuser. To give you an example, because there were so many instances and moments that they all just became a blur. I can't remember. But to give you an example of her abusive nature, I'll use my friend's mother as an example. I tried to keep her company. We sat down outside. I was just having a conversation with her, and she kept picking apart my story, trying to hold me accountable to things that were just nonsense. A girl comes over to a table, and I tried to hit on her. She asked me to get her a drink, and I said, "How am I supposed to do that? I know nothing about you. Why don't you tell me something interesting?" And in the middle of telling this story, she says, "I'm sorry, this is the stupidest conversation I've ever had." And in that moment, rather than lash out, I was hurt because I liked this woman. She's a sweet older woman that I was telling this story to. And in that moment, I retracted. I readdressed the situation and I said, "Well, we can talk about something else. How is your day doing?" And she readdressed it. "I'm sorry, but that conversation was just so fucking stupid." I said, "I know. That's why I'm trying to change the subject. We don't have to talk about that. You know that we don't have to deal with that anymore." And she said, "Well, I don't appreciate people wasting my time talking about stupid stuff." And I said, that's quite interesting because for the past few months since I've been here, it seems as though that's all I've ever heard from you is your complaints about your health. And to be quite honest, I don't find it very entertaining at all." And in that moment, she buckles, starts crying, and says, "You know, no one's ever talked to me that way. Why, no one talks to me that way. You know, it just hurt me that you would talk to, that you would say that to me." And suddenly she became the victim. And I told her, it's so bizarre to me to see you cry when I'm dishing out the very dish that you just served me. I find it fascinating that you don't like the taste of your own cooking." And I had this like psychotic smile on my face, watching this woman's true nature unfold in front of me. And I finally realized like why her kids fucking cannot stand her and why they hold her accountable and why they, you know, use such accusative language rather than try to understand things. Everything is in the form of a question of why are you? What are you doing? What's it to you if? And it finally dawned on me, like, ah, you're the abuser. And she hides behind her meek, innocent little nature. And I told her, "You know, I find it funny now. I see now why your kids treat you the way that you do." And she got up and walked away. And in that moment, I smiled, enjoyed the last puffs of my cigar, and remembered why or who I was, more importantly, and why I am the way that I am. The moment that I try to open up my love to a woman, even as a friend, this is the payment that I get. Sucks. Any case, man. The dualistic mindset is the formula in their head. And the wordplay is the weapon that they use as a weapon of choice to try and control you. And it takes a hard man not to play those games. But you can't fucking lose if you don't play the game, right? Guard your heart.